I found myself understanding that, hey, I don't need to be the smartest guy in the room. I need a good team of folks that care. Operational strategies is all about solving the puzzle, right? How do you make technology work with the people? The environment changes constantly. And the one thing that's important is having a group of folks that want to figure it out, that are passionate about that.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We are your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Ed Bray, Head of Collections and Recovery Strategy for Citizens Bank. Earning his degree in finance from the University of Tennessee, Ed has been in the industry for more than 20 years. When he's not focusing on customer experience, he's spending time with his family by the beach or on a sailboat. Ed, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
Great. Glad to hear it. So for today's topic, I'd like to pick your brain on how traditional banking is becoming more modernized. But before we get into that, how about you tell me about how you found yourself in this industry?
So I actually started on a whim. I was fresh out of college looking for a job. I started with MBNA. And actually started selling balance transfers when that was a thing. So I got to interact with customers early on. With that company, I moved around in a lot of different operational organizations and landed in collections, where I actually managed backline colleagues for many years. I had an opportunity to join the strategies group there, and I loved it because that was a place where I could use my operational background, understanding what drove customers, and looked at data. Yeah, learned how to code, learned working with analysts, et cetera. And then 10 years ago, I had an opportunity to come over and work with Citizens Bank. Citizens was preparing for their IPO. They needed a lot of help to establish their collections and recovery organization. And we've been having a fantastic time making a difference here every day, every year, growing this journey.
That's great. So being there right before the IPO is really exciting. Citizens Bank is one of the oldest and largest banks in the U.S., ranking in the top 15, I believe. And you've really seen it grow, I'm sure. So what's a day in the life like when it comes to managing and optimizing your strategy?
Well, I start simple every day. I meet with my team every morning. We start off with celebrating our successes yesterday. We're a center of excellence for all of the consumer products. So there's a lot of demands on the organization. And we just remind ourselves, what have we done well? What do we celebrate? Who do we need to recognize to ensure that we spend time with our people? And after that, we talk about what's the priority for the day, what's the priority for the week. And that's a cycle rinse repeat every day as we start planning and blocking and tackling. Most of my day is spent on new initiatives, how do we improve our risk frame, our risk and controls, and ensuring that we're operating within control. Because you can't have great strategies unless you have an awesome control environment, you can understand what's going on, and your technology and infrastructure are working as you expect. And that's not always easy in banking.
Oh, absolutely. I'll ask you to elaborate on that in a bit, but I want to go back to what you said. That's really great that you celebrate with your team the accomplishments from the day before. I feel like, you know, especially in banking and any high stress industry, you can be very focused on what's next and hitting the project. So that's great that you take the time to reflect on the wins.
I found myself understanding that, hey, I don't need to be the smartest guy in the room. I need a good team of folks that care. Operational strategies is all about solving the puzzle, right? How do you make technology work with the people? The environment changes constantly. The people change constantly. You're always trying to get better, helping with expenses, helping with losses. And the one thing that's important is having a group of folks that want to figure it out, that are passionate about that. But that comes at a cost because you got a lot of personalities out there that want to get it done, but want to go on to that next transaction. And you got to slow down and celebrate and be thankful and just, you know, make sure you're finding the balance between driving hard and celebrating the work that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to a few of the points you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of discourse around challenger banks, fintechs, et cetera, taking on the younger generation as customers over traditional banks. So what is a unique approach that Citizens is taking to appeal to either younger or just more digitally focused customers?
We started early on talking about friction in our customer interaction. And how do we make a frictionless interaction? Because that's what the fintechs are doing. They make it easy. They use data and analytics to know more about the customer when they apply for a loan, et cetera, to make the turnaround time simple, quick, easy, convenient. Well, that's what we've been focusing on at Citizens for several of our core products. From a collection standpoint, it's about how do you interact with that customer and the way they want to interact with you overall. And that's not always been the traditional collection model. It's always been mail and calls. Here, we've been focused on how do we get more digital? How do you enable self-service to allow that customer to figure it out, but to educate them and help them go through the process of, all right, if I'm having financial difficulty, here's what I can do to help and here are our options on there. And it's just not a natural thing for a customer. And so we try to put ourselves in their place. And what's the information you need? How do I know that I'm not the big bag bank that's going to be here talking about, hey, you need to repay your loan? It's a partnership. How do we help you figure it out? And that's what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And customer expectations have always been high, right? But especially I've been reading a lot since the pandemic and just since everybody is so ingrained digitally that expectation has grown exponentially. So when you, like Citizens, are a huge bank, over 1,000 branches, how do you maintain that relationship with your customer as a big bank while that customer is expecting, you know, the very individual and personalized experience?
Yeah, it's tough, right? And that's what everybody's striving toward. And organizational leadership focuses on how do we interact? How do we make it frictionless for customers to interact with us? From a collections and recovery standpoint, we've doubled down on ensuring that we know as much as we can about our customers, giving them all the avenues of self-service to enable things to be easy for us. We've assessed, you know, what are our opportunities for hardship relief and have reassessed those from where they were before. And that's been helpful where we can do more for people who are experiencing financial hardships. We've looked and helped our colleagues get better, right? It's hard to have a conversation with somebody on the phone because, you know, not everybody's going to interact digitally, but how do you get your frontline colleagues prepared for that conversation? We've invested in AI training, and it's been great to allow colleagues just to train with an AI, which has been, you know, help them with situations. How do you coach them? How do you walk through that first set of conversation? I remember when I made my first collection call, white knuckles, what am I going to do? How am I going to talk to this person? And it just takes a lot of that agita out. And so we've invested in that. We're investing in your people on there. So if we can communicate with the customer, you know, be a text, be email, be a phone, however they want, if they want to self-serve, awesome. We'll make it easy for them to do that. But not everybody wants that. So we're going to make sure our colleagues are prepared to be able to speak to that customer. And it's doing it with kindness and caring to ensure that, you know, they know that we're just somebody on the other side of the phone helping them out with whatever situation it is. Because customers, you know, they're embarrassed about their financial situation when they're in collections. They usually don't choose to be there. And so it's all about helping them work through the options we have that hopefully helps them with the rest of the debt that they have.
Yeah, that's a really great bird's eye view of just kind of like a full cycle of outreach opportunities. A big theme on this podcast from other guests is customers, you know, most of the time, like you said, they don't necessarily want to be in collections. They really want to be out of it and they want to pay, but they have trouble finding that right method. So the fact that you're investing in not only self-service for those people that want to be able to handle it themselves, but also equipping your team with the technology to train them to help better move those people who want that human connection the whole way through to financial good standing is a really great overview of what I think is, you know, the optimal experience for any kind of bank or financial institution when it comes to managing their customers.
You know, I always thought that I had a leader tell me once that, hey, collections is a simple business, but it's super hard to make it simple. And I think that's what we're all striving towards because you guys are a technology company. You've solved a lot of our problems for us. I mean, you think about banks are built on, you know, not significantly fancy infrastructure. And until I started working in this industry, you never knew that. So it's about how do you make it as easy as possible for someone to understand the situation of that customer transactionally? What are all their products that they have? How do we solve that across the board? Which is an important part of our journey that I think all institutions are on because everybody realizes that in order for, you know, banking is a competitive market, but if you have a customer that will stick with you, that will get a lot of products with you, when things go wrong, you got to be able to help them with everything that they have because they're your customer and you don't want them to go anywhere else. And how you handle them, I've always been a believer that collections is the best sales job in the bank. If we do it right, we're going to get a customer for life They're always going to help us they're always going to give us an ability to not help us, but fill their need when they're in good standings and are ready to borrow or choose a bank or keep with the bank, that we can really make the difference there. And so that's how we approach the job.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to say here that collections is a great customer loyalty and brand reputation opportunity, because you're right. You know, you want the customer to walk away from this difficult experience with a good impression of Citizens or, you know, whatever financial institution you're at, because you want them to remain a customer. You don't want to leave with this bad taste in their mouth, so that when they do want a new credit card or they want to open it, maybe an account for their kid, they still think of you in a positive light.
That's right.
So you mentioned AI, using that to train your team to help better handle the calls that come in. Is there anything else either related to AI or just any technology in general that you feel is helping, whether it's Citizens or just traditional banks in general, compete with the fintechs, challenger banks, et cetera?
When I think about the collection space, AI definitely has a role to play, and people are still figuring that out. I believe that it will be successful at helping us ensure we have the right information in front of colleagues, looking at your policies, looking at your procedures, and, you know, helping the colleague understand what's the right thing to do during that specific customer situation. I think there's definitely something there from an AI perspective. What I've seen is AI's ability to help you understand how all of the interactions are going, and just keeping good controls and oversight into the organizations, into all your phone calls, all your human interactions. I think there's a path there for AI, and I think that's important for it. And then there's the self-service capabilities as things get easier, where it can be transactional, right? I think the rub on AI is you lose that connection with customers. I mean, we've all been in a place where there's a loop. I just want to talk to somebody. I don't want to be, you know, five
just hit
different
zero
questions.
It makes you a person.
That's right. And so how do you figure that out? Because everybody, you know, you got to understand what the needs are. And so how do you do that the right way to drive that self-service capabilities that are out there? So I think there's some good solid use cases for AI to really help us be more customer centric, to know more about our customers. So that's just in the interaction aspect of it. I think AI is going to play a big role in, you know, understanding who our customers are across all the data that's available out there, just financially, the bureaus, and leveraging the big data AI to just, how do you rank order customers for treatment? Who do you need to reach to first? Because this business is about, you know, how much do you spend to be able to collect on debt, and it helps you optimize that. It's helpful from a banking perspective there. So I definitely think it has a role to play in the organization to help us be better and to be more customer centric, and to help us interact with customers in the way they want to interact. And hard to do that always with human capital. I think it's going to be an accelerator.
Absolutely. We actually just had a webinar talking about AI not too long ago. And the main theme was, you know, the goal isn't just to adopt AI, it's to optimize AI and figuring out what that means for your business. And like you were saying, while there's this maybe negative view of AI that it's going to hurt that human interaction, really what you're doing with using it to train, or what other companies are using it to help get rid of that minute, tedious work that their team is doing, it results in just them being able to spend more time on the phone, them being able to spend more positive time on the phone, that ultimately helps foster that customer interaction even more.
That is such a great point. I mean, it is all about the customer, right? And the back end, the customers never see all of the things you need to do to make that interaction, all the requests happen. And AI will absolutely simplify that, help us be better at when something needs to happen, it goes right the first time. And if it doesn't, how do you know right away? And that's going to be key. And yeah, I'm a big believer in that, because it is all about the customer. It's all about that customer interaction and helping them on that first interaction, the best of our ability. And if you can take out all the noise between the conversation and the endpoint, that's an amazing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed, it was so great having you on today. Is there anything that you want to touch on before we sign off?
Yeah, look, I'm excited about where this industry is going from a collections and recovery standpoint. It's been, I think the dialer was the biggest technology, you know, 20, 30 years ago, right? And you're getting into, you know, how do you interact with customers now between, you know, synchronized text, email, calls, and the chat bots and the voices that you have out there. I mean, it's a pretty exciting time to be in this space. And you're turning from a, you know, hey, I'm a smile and dial organization where there's some, still some folks that maybe linger in there, but it's, you know, it should be long gone, to how am I more technology centric? How am I catching up with the way customers are interacting, et cetera? I get excited about, you know, bringing in, continuing to bring in the technology to make it easy for the colleagues to interact with our customers overall. And that's years to get that going. It's not something that's pretty quick, but the investment in the collections business and the technology and the choices you have to drive out strategic partnership has never been greater. And it's been nice to be able to see that. Partners like CNR Software have allowed us to do a lot of that for us. And we're thankful for your partnership, how we've worked together to get us in a place where I can actually see everything in one spot in our customer journey. So it's huge for us. So I'm just grateful and thankful for that. I'm excited about where this industry is going to go. It's a small place. You run into somebody you work with, you know, every other week, and they're at a different company, but we're all doing the same thing. And it's a fantastic journey that this business is on, and excited about that.
Absolutely. I'm sure you're echoing what everyone listening is saying. Great note to end on. Thank you so much, Ed, for joining me today, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.